It's now my pleasure to welcome on stage someone who is key in putting circularity together, the head of circular economy development at Planet Ark, Dr. Nicole Garofano, and deputy CEO of Planet Ark, Adam Cully. Nicole and Adam will extend the warm welcome to all of you, but importantly, will share the conference themes with us. Nicole and Adam.
Wow, here we are. I can't believe it's happening. Welcome, everyone, and welcome to Adam.
Good morning.
Thank you, Maria, for your introduction, and just a special thank you for being our MC for the next few days. I'm so excited that you're here to guide us through this journey. Thank you. Thank you, Uncle Michael, for your really insightful sharing of the stories of the lands here in the Eora Nation. I've got a little connection to what you were saying in my speech, unplanned completely, which is quite ironic. I'll come to that shortly. I too wanted to acknowledge you and other traditional owners of this land and pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging, and extend that respect to anyone in the room for today and tomorrow. Joining us. Of course, we know that First Nations people have been living in harmony with nature for millennia, embodying circularity in cultures and beliefs. And I think that embracing those cultures and beliefs in our daily practice could lead us to not only a more sustainable, but indeed circular future by reconnecting with those basic fundamentals. Adam, it's wonderful to be sharing the stage with you this year. Last year, I had to do it on my own, so I'm grateful that you're here. To share an open circularity, a few words to say.
Thanks, Nicole. I'm also grateful you're here. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Circularity. I know some of you, but for those I haven't had the pleasure of meeting yet, my name's Adam Cully. I'm the Deputy CEO of Planet Ark. Nicole and I are both here to represent our CEO, Rebecca Gilling, and welcome you all to Circularity. Unfortunately, Beck isn't able to be with us today. She had a close family bereavement recently, so we send her our thoughts, and she sends her our best wishes for an enjoyable, informative, and successful event. I want to say quickly that this is truly, honestly, the greatest privilege of my career to be here on stage in front of you all. It's extremely humbling, and I don't think it's too big to say that you are the people that will change the face of the future. We all know the dire situation we face. And you're the leaders who have sought answers, learnt, continue to learn, and are now leading the charge to a new future where we thrive in balance with nature. So thank you all for this great honour of being up here and able to address you all. Nicole, now what brings us here and what can we expect over the next 2 days?
Thanks, Adam. So much brings us here. Oh, wow. Before I get started onto all of the context, if you will, I just wanted to acknowledge a few individuals joining us in the room today. We're very excited that Dr. Yanis Potocnik is joining us from Brussels, and we'll have a wonderful session with him following this. Also, Professor John Thwaites and the Circular Economy Ministerial Advisory Group members will be joining us for a session this morning as well. And we have a number of other distinguished guests and friends. So thank you for joining us. Thanks too to our advisory group members. Maria mentioned this earlier. The ACE Hub has an advisory board. We also have working group members, partners and supporters for making the ACE Hub the national reference platform for circular economy knowledge and collaboration. Sincere thanks to Diversified Communications. There are many of the team in the room here. We have been on this for most of this year. It's taken a lot, but we have arrived. So thank you, everyone from the team. To our sponsors and exhibitors, and you'll hear so much about them over the next 2 days. We also wanted to thank our Circularity Steering Committee. This program has come together thanks to the expertise of our Steering Committee members. And of course, to our own Planet Ark and ACE Hub teams who behind the scenes have been busily working. But importantly to all of you, to our delegates, we know this year has been challenging on many fronts, and you've had really important choices to make about where you invest your time and your resources. We are so grateful for your choice to be in this room with us over the next 2 days. We trust you'll find new knowledge, potential new collaborators, because we know we can't do this alone, and inspiration to try something circular. So with the thank yous complete, normally they come at the end, but I'm bringing them up front, I wanted to switch to some context setting. Like many of you, I've been observing some of the activity coming out of Baku in the last couple of weeks. Challenging, but one of the Swedish media platforms that I follow is called We Don't Have Time. I think the name says it all. During COP, their CEO highlighted that we actually need a stark reality check. For me, the reality check has a personal connection when we talk about global climate change. Earlier this year, Hurricane Beryl hit square on to a small island developing state that I've had the privilege of spending time in when I lived in the Caribbean. Union Island was devastated by the earliest Category 5 hurricane on record. The island of less than 3,000 people makes so little contribution to greenhouse gas emissions, but they got hit and hit badly. Knowing the roads, the homes, the shops, the schools, the health facilities that were impacted, it really hit home to me and it questioned, what are we doing? What are we actually doing in our developed countries to slow or prevent it happening there or even here? We know we've been hit as well. So for me, I see this as one example of an indicator of the reality check of production and consumption habits, both as organisations and as individuals. Our current level of resource consumption fuels not only climate change, but resource scarcity, biodiversity loss, and pollution. It's unsustainable and we know we can do better. And circular business models and circular principles can help. I'm not going to talk a lot about it because we've got 2 days of circularity, but we know that circular business models offer opportunities for rethinking our consumption and our relationship to products. It helps deliver on decarbonisation targets, helps slow resource depletion, and importantly, enables local value chains with communities and small organisations benefiting. The theme of the conference is enabling resource-efficient value chains, inspired by the International Resources Panel report from Yanis and Heinz Schandl, who you'll also hear from. The program showcases several enablers on day one. We need to know what enables it, so that's today. And the transition to action is tomorrow's view. And this decision to make this program is based on feedback over the last 2 years. People said, we want to hear more from less people. We want to hear more from less people. We want to see practical application, knowledge, and interaction. So we hope this will provide you that over the next 2 days. You've all chosen to be here, and this is really important. And if I can borrow my metaphor from nature, and this is where Uncle Michael, your story comes in. I've never met you before, just a flag. Literally, I've got the story about birds flying in Vs. So it's just fascinating how that works. So borrowing from nature, like birds flying in V formations, each of us in this room over the next 2 days are the birds out in front, leading our respective flocks to understand the opportunities from a circular economy transition. We can't do it alone, but consider the people in the room also part of your flock, the ones ready to fly out in front when you need a rest, to take turns to push through the headwinds when we need them, when they're heading us. Be ready to support and to share knowledge and inspiration. And with that, I'm going to pass over to Adam, who will share with us what we're offering from Planet Ark.
Thank you. Thanks, Nicole. So for the next 2 days, the focus will be on practical action and how we can scale up our collective efforts to meet the grave challenges that we face. And at Planet Ark, we always strive to catalyse this practical action through the ASUP. This year, with support from our friends at Sustainability Victoria, who are here, but I can't really see anyone in the audience. It's a bit bright up here, but they're here. We've launched with them the Serco training program in Australia. This Netherlands-designed and implemented training program has been delivered to over 3,000 companies across 18 international hubs over the last 10 years. We're very proud to now host it here. The three-day program supports companies to redesign their products and services for a circular future. And we have a workshop taster session tomorrow. And I think there's still a few couple of spaces left. So if you'd like to sign up, please do so through the app. Our ASUP portal has over 2,300 representatives now from business, from government, from academia interacting daily. So if you haven't signed up yet, why not? Please do so today. Speak to Chelsea or any of the Planet Ark team where we can get you connected. Our product stewardship hub, led by Bo Boundy, is operating as a true transition broker, bringing together often competing companies towards the common interest of extended producer responsibility. Please also again have a chat with Beau. He's at our booth outside and he'll talk to you more about our crucial work in this area. So you can see that our focus is always, always on action. And we've listened intently to understand where best we can position ourselves as Planet Ark and the ASUB to have the biggest possible impact. What we hear, and what we all know, is that funding is essential to catalyse the transition. But we don't yet have sufficient capital available for the innovation necessary to unlock the economic opportunities presented by a circular economy. We know that Australia is blessed with a healthy investment capital pool of about $3.9 trillion, and there's $3.9 trillion alone in superannuation funds available. And a portion of this currently does have an ESG lens, but that isn't enough. We know that we need to create a sustainable society. This figure ultimately needs to be 100%. We need to purpose more of these available funds towards investment that secures our future, our economy, and most importantly, our environment. Where the money flows, society goes, and that's where the necessary change will happen. So, with that in mind, I'm now thrilled to announce a new partnership between Planet Ark and the highly regarded investment house Boston Global. Together in early 2025, we will be launching Australia's first dedicated circular economy investment fund, the Circular Future Fund. I think this slide just popped up on stage. Thank you. Not only is this the first dedicated circular economy fund in Australia, but we believe it's also a first of its kind partnership between a not-for-profit and an investment house. We're marrying Boston Global's deep commercial acumen with 32 years of our deep sustainability experience. We see the potential to have up to $1 billion in funds under management in the next 5 years, all focused on solving our triple planetary crisis of climate change, biodiversity loss, and toxic pollution. With this fund, we'll be making conscious investments. We'll be investing in the future and not a new coal mine. And we launched this fund with the understanding that Australia has poor resource efficiency. Right now, Australia extracts and uses natural resources at twice the rate of other OECD countries, but generates only half of the income per kilogram. Australian businesses spend $1.5 billion a year to throw $26 billion of valuable resources into a hole in the ground, landfill. And therein lies our great investment opportunity. Together with Boston Global, we'll be investing in businesses that are ensuring we design out waste, businesses that maintain materials of their highest value and for the full duration of their life cycle. We've mapped the potential for investment, and it is there. And many, many Australian companies are dedicated to this transition. In fact, quite a few of you are in this room today. And we believe that by supporting your growth and development through the Circular Future Fund, we as Planet Ark and Boston Global can create our greatest impact. I want to say a quick heartfelt thank you to the Boston Global team, to Bill and Corey and Lee and Heath. Thank you for sharing our vision in this. We're exceptionally excited to work with you to support the burgeoning circular economy ecosystem in Australia. And actually, I can't see anything from up here, but I think Lee and Heath might be here. So if I can get you to stand up so people can see your faces, and then Lee's there, I can see one. Andy, thank you. So with that announcement, hopefully you're as energized as I am and excited for the conference ahead. We've got a brilliant 2 days of learning and networking and action. And during this time, I challenge you to explore what your role is in increasing our circularity rate in Australia. We can't do it individually, but together we can push the boundaries of what's possible towards a circular economy. So welcome to Circularity 2024. Thank you.